From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, happy Friday, America. Most of you folks are on the road today, traveling and getting in those last few vacation days, getting ready for a great Labor Day weekend. Trust you are doing well, and welcome to the show. 3 hours of conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up. It's going to be a great ride. We have some great guests coming up. Of course, today is also Open Line Friday. This is the one day out of the week that you get to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We reserve all of that for Friday's show. So write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I've just got to start right out of the gate. We're going to talk about this crazy interview last night, which was really not an interview on CNN. This was more like a campaign documentary, where they had this a beautiful produced open, and you had the interview snippets. And by the way, they refused to release the entire unedited interview, which my understanding went for well over an hour, but they could only use about 18 minutes worth of the content. That's how bad this interview was. And the CNN's refusing to release the entire video. CNN also refusing to release the entire transcript of the interview, which is all very strange. And that tells me this was not a good event for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz at all. I'm just saying. Meanwhile, you have the Democratic presidential nominee, Donald L. Trump, and he's out there. And he is taking all sorts of interviews. Kamala Harris on the Republican side, she's saying, well, wait a second. I don't need to do interviews. So you've got the Democrat, Donald L. Trump, and you've got the Republican, Kamala Harris. And there's a very different approach here. It's all very fascinating, I say. 901-260-5926. All right, we're going to play some audio here. First of all, here's the Republican nominee, Kamala Harris, saying she has no regrets. Cut number two.
Vice President Harris, you were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He is so smart and loyal to the American people. And I have spent hours upon hours with him, be it in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president.
So there you have it. Kamala Harris, may I just ask a question here? And this is something that the Republicans should probably address with Kamala. Is she on drugs? Seriously, is she on drugs? It sounds like when you look at her face, and by the way, she looked, well, what's the old saying? Rode hard, put up wet. That's what she looked rough. The campaign trail is not being very kind to Kamala. And you know, it's long. You're out on the road. You're driving here and there and doing all sorts of whatnot. So anyway, I'm just wondering, it looks like and it sounds like, and her mannerisms, like maybe she's on Xanax or something. I don't know. But something is not right. There are people out there, oh, well, she's got a drinking problem. Yeah, I don't know. And it seems to me that they were in close quarters. So you would think that they would be able to smell the alcohol on her breath. But it may be, or maybe she's taking a hit of something. I don't know. But the Republicans need to get this all sorted out with Kamala Harris. That's what I'm saying. 901-260-5926. Oh, by the way, she was in Savannah, Georgia yesterday. And I don't know what it is about Kamala Harris and these Democrats, but whenever they come down to Dixie, whenever they come down south, it's like they're all trying out for a Tyler Perry movie, right? They want to be the next Madea. I mean, Kamala Harris talks like a white woman. I mean, you know, if you're going to do dialects, okay, this is just for the sake of this conversation. I don't want to hear from, wow, that Todd Starnes, he'd be racist talking about white people talk, white talk. No, that's not it at all. I'm just saying that Kamala Harris is using a linguistics form of blackface. So here's white Kamala, white voice Kamala, talking to the good people of Savannah, Georgia. Cut eight.
And I will tell you, when we get this done together, my friend, and when I am president, I will take on the bad actors who exploit a crisis. Hold on. You know what? Here, hold on. Here's the thing. The courts are going to handle that. We're going to beat them in November.
We're going to
beat them in November. Okay? We'll beat them in November. We'll handle that. And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
We be running for the White House. This and that. Give me some collard greens and give me some hot sauce. Do you understand the level of pandering here? This is, if you're a Southerner, and I'm just going to ask the Southerners in the audience here. If you're a Southerner, don't you find that a little off-putting or downright offensive when they come down here? And it's not just Kamala. You got Hillary Clinton. I ain't tired, no way. Hallelujah. We got, I mean, all of them come down here and they do it. Even Barack Hussein Obama. It's true. And everybody knows he's not black. Right? That's what they say. It's crazy. It's crazy. But Barack Obama comes down here and he starts preaching like he's MLK. And we know that's not how they talk. But they pander. They really do think that they're connecting with voters when they do that. But if a Republican were to do that, they'd call him out for racism. Wow, that's just an old minstrel show right there. Those Republicans, those racist KKK Republicans. But Republicans don't do that. Well, except for Willard Mitt Romney. The establishment Republicans do that. And for example, that's why, you know, I'm mentioning Kamala Harris as an establishment Republican. She's out there doing that. Meanwhile, you've got the Democrat, Donald L. Trump, and he's out there. And Donald L. Trump, the Democrat, when he comes down to Dixie, and I'll never forget this, he was launching the campaign back in 2016. He was, Mobile, Alabama, not too far from Pascagoula, where the squirrel went berserk in that first self-righteous church. And Donald Trump was the same man in Mobile, Alabama, as he was in Queens, New York. That the Donald Trump in Mobile, Alabama, is the same Donald Trump that's at Mar-a-Lago. And that's why I believe he's going to make a great Democrat president, Donald L. Trump. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Scott in North Carolina, WSJS. Scott, did I make a mistake? Is that what you're calling to tell me about?
I think so.
Scott, what did I... Well, now, Scott...
Have you been... You said the Republican, Kamala Harris, and you said the Democrat, Donald J. Trump. Am I listening to something wrong?
Wait, did I say that, Scott?
Go back and listen to the show.
So what did... All right, what did you think you heard me say here, Scott?
Well, I can't remember exactly. It's just that you said it twice about the Republican Kamala Harris and the
Democrat Donald L. Trump. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So you're saying I'm okay. Wrong?
Well, I don't think Kamala Harris is a Republican, is she?
Well, are you sure I said that? I did say it. Dylan shaking his head. He says, yes, I did say it. Wow. Scott, that is not a mistake, Scott. Tim Walt says that's a grammatical error, Scott.
Okay.
He says you don't make mistakes. No. It's not a mistake, Scott. You're right. It's a grammatical error. Let's listen to Tim Walt, Cut 5.
You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed, actually, in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom, whether it's Congress or the governor. My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. So I think people know me. They know who I am. They know where my heart is. And again, my record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself.
And the idea that you said that you were in war, yeah. Did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?
Yeah, I said we were talking about, in this case, this was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar's not always correct. But again, if it's not this, it's an attack on my children for showing love for me, or it's an attack on my dog. I'm not going to do that. And the one thing I'll never do is I'll never demean another member's service in any way. I never have, and I never will.
So, Scott, so when you make a mistake, you don't misspeak. It's just a grammatical error. So, Scott, I made a grammatical error.
I got you. Yep. Totally got it.
All right, Scott. All right. Good job, sir. Thanks for listening on WSJS. Let's go to Liz in North Carolina. Liz, what's going on here?
God, you're making a terrible grammatical error. You have called Kamala Harris a Republican. Five times in the last 5 minutes.
Five times I did that, Liz? Five times?
Yes, you did. Please go back and check. And please don't do that anymore.
Liz.
This information, man. Yes, sir.
Can I defend myself, Liz? Am I allowed to do that?
Absolutely.
Liz, as Governor Walz said, I speak passionately. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, Liz.
I believe you. That's why I'm calling you to say, hey, take a breath.
All right, Liz, I'll do my best. Liz, God bless you. Let's go to Linda in Ohio. Linda, what's going on here? It seems like I made a mistake or something on air.
Hi, Todd, and I'm a first-time caller. And of all the things, I'm calling you out because I go, Todd is messing with us. He's calling Kamala the Republican candidate and Trump the Democratic candidate.
Yes, Donald L. Trump.
Donald L. Trump. And I go, what channel am I listening to?
Look, Linda.
But anyway, love you. Yes.
Look, the reality of it is this. It's not misspeaking. It's not a grammatical error, as Governor Walt says. This is flat out getting it wrong. And in his case, absolutely lying about it. And so sometimes you just have to step back, Linda. And you have to call them out and play their game here. That's what we're doing today.
I guess we are. Well, that's okay, because I know we're all good here. We know who's who. We know who the players are.
Yes, right? We do. Linda.
Yes, we do.
So I have not stroked out, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting some text messages. Todd, are you medically okay? No, we're fine. We're doing great here. But we're simply pointing out the hypocrisy that came out of that interview yesterday. Linda, since you're a first-time caller, I'm going to put you on hold, but don't put her on hold yet. But Linda, I want to send you a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Is that okay?
Yes, that is so okay. I would love that.
And I can promise you, everybody's political party is labeled correctly in the book, Linda.
All right.
Thanks, Linda. All right. So, look, all you folks that are riled up on the phone lines, hang tight, because Paul Shanklin is to blame for this. He told me a great story that Rush Limbaugh used to do this all the time. He loved trolling every now and again, and I think it was a pretty brilliant strategy. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, what happened yesterday is appalling, because they were letting Governor Walz, the Democrat, and Kamala Harris, the communist, get away with murder. They were letting them get away with the lies they were spewing yesterday, and it's not right. And we're not going to let them get away with it. All right, we've got to take a break. We've got to take a break. And for the record, we support Donald J. Trump, the Republican nominee, and we do not support Kamala Harris, the Democrat communist nominee. 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a communist plot to take over America. The new documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, exposes the dark truth.
Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of American students.
America's schools have been turned into Marxist-Maoist re-education centers.
Here's the thing about communism. When it comes knocking at your door, it doesn't say, "Hi, I'm here to impoverish, enslave, and murder you." It says, "I'm here to liberate you from oppression."
You take over the colleges of education, then you take over all the teachers, then you take over all the students, and thus you get the future.
Beneath Sheep's Clothing reveals the communist infiltration of America's education system, churches, and media. Will a political revolution be next? Or will we, the people, wake up and reclaim our freedoms?
Destroy the opposing country through unconventional methods.
Take America without firing a shot.
Don't miss Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
All right, Dylan. No, I was, look, we were having a little bit of fun, Dylan. So, you know, bear with us. It's all good. Fun.
It's Friday.
I know, but there were some folks that were calling in very angry, very upset.
Understandably so.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Look, it's Friday, folks. You got to have a little bit of fun, right? Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Congressman Tom Tiffany out of Wisconsin, also Congressman Brandon Williams out of New York, and Cheryl Chumley is going to be with us from the Washington Times, has a brand new novel out. It came out Wednesday, so looking forward to having that conversation as well. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We just had a sweet lady call, and her name is Wanda from somewhere in Georgia, and very upset because of my use of the so-called black dialect. Yeah, it is offensive, isn't it, Wanda? But you know what? It's also offensive when the Democrats use it, and that's the whole point of this. We've got to, on this program, we're not afraid to cross that line. We're not afraid to call out the Democrats for playing the race card and pandering to black voters in the Deep South. Hear me on this. Kamala Harris is not Madea, all right? Let's just get that out of the way right now. I mean, and that's just ridiculous. Every time, I mean, when you go in, it was like they were at a barbecue joint in Savannah. And no offense to you good people in Georgia, but the barbecue, okay. Anyway. They had a barbecue joint out there in Savannah. And I shouldn't have said that, but I am still sporting over that Southern Living story where they trashed Memphis and did not. They left us off the best barbecue list, for goodness sakes. Anyway, they were in this barbecue joint, and it's the whole thing about the spice. And, Kamala sat there, well, I'm going to have me some collard greens or turnip greens, and I'm going to have whatever. And they go into this whole hot sauce routine. Give me a break. You know what? Just enjoy it. For once, I'd love for them to go down south, and instead of going to a chicken joint, why don't you go to, a salad bar? Do we have those down here? We may not have those down here. Everything could be fried on it, though. Well, I make it a good salad bar. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. base and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. So, look, there is a lot of anger right now in the evangelical Christian community. People are just blowing up. A lot of people are very frustrated with the Trump campaign. President Trump came out and made a statement yesterday that many people interpret. Well, the campaign's walking the statement back or in some form or fashion. Anyway, there is a Florida ballot initiative that would ban future legislation limiting abortion access and overturning the state's current abortion ban. Now, in August, President Trump said he would be speaking more on the initiative in Florida because that's where he lives. And then yesterday, the president came out and said, when asked about the amendment, he said, "I think the six weeks is too short. There has to be more time." Now, abortion is currently banned in Florida after 6 weeks. That's before most women know they're pregnant, apparently, according to The Hill. Exceptions for rape and incest are included in the law. After being pressed on whether he plans to vote in favor of the amendment, given his opposition to the 6-week ban, Trump said, quote, "I'm going to be voting that we need more than 6 weeks." Now, I've been pretty clear about this issue here on the program, and the reality is the American people are not there yet for a complete and total ban on abortion. I wish they were. That's what I would want. Absolutely. But the country's not there yet. And you say, well, Todd, how can you say that? Well, we've had it on the ballot 7 times, and all 7 times it's gone down in massive crushing defeats. Now, there are some conservatives out there who say this is the hill that we have to die on, even if it means we lose every single race in the country. I think that's the stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life. And I'm getting a lot of blowback from the pro-life community, and some are actually accusing me. This is what gets me. So I have some pro-life leaders privately accusing me of being pro-abortion. What the heck are they talking about? And that this sort of stuff, it doesn't help anybody. But here's the issue, and this is where I'm confused, because in the Trump world and the Trump orbit, you're going to have a lot of people that are pro-abortion. Okay, I would say Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. are two of those people, and they're going to have a lot of influence on what the new Trump administration looks like. Now, you've got the team Trump they're going out there and they're having private conversations with evangelical leaders and pro-life leaders. And I know this because I'm hearing from these evangelical and pro-life leaders, and they're telling them, stop talking about abortion. The issue has been settled. It's a state issue now. Let the states decide. And I actually agree with that philosophy. I think it's a fair philosophy, because that's what Trump promised and Trump delivered. So I've got no problem with that at all. But the problem I have is when then the Trump campaign turns around and is out there proclaiming themselves as being friends of reproductive rights, which is adopting the language of the abortionist. So my recommendation to both sides is to cool it. This election is not about abortion. This issue is about the economy and the border and crime and saving our country from the communist. And I'm just going to warn all you Republicans out there, and all you pro-lifers especially, you try to make this all about and the Trump campaign. Hold on. Let me back up here for a moment. This is a message to Team Trump and the pro-lifers. I'm just going to piss everybody off today. If you make this about abortion, we will lose. It's that simple. This is not the election cycle to be talking about a federal ban on abortion. It's just not. The country's not there. Let's see what happens on the state level. Let the states work it out. That was the whole point. We've got a lot more to talk about. And honestly, if you're out there on the campaign trail and they're asking you about that, you got to pivot. I mean, we saw that happening with Tampon Timmy throughout that interview. By the way, 18 minutes? Really? 18 minutes. That doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense at all. But I want to go back to some audio. Again, to illustrate the point, folks, we are in a good position right now. All right, as Republicans, we are winning. I know it may feel a little weird because right now Kamala's getting all the attention in the media. I get that. But the Republicans are winning. And the reason why is because we are focusing on the issues. I want to play some audio for you. And this is a little lengthy clip here. But this is a young man, a Generation Z voter. And he was at yesterday's town hall with President Trump and Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, I'm not anti-RFK Jr. I'm not anti-Tulsi Gabbard, right? But they're Democrats, and we're Republicans. So I don't want them coming in and tinkering with our platform and who we are as Republicans. Look, it's all hands on deck to save our country from the communists right now. That's what this is all about. Anyway, I want you to listen to this interview. This is a Gen Z voter and Donald Trump. Cut 20.
My name is Luke Pulaski, and I'm a junior here at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. I'll be voting for the first time in November, and I'm researching each candidate, and I have two questions for you. First, as I've been living on my own and buying my own gas and groceries, I have noticed that everything has become more expensive. For me personally, I try to eat healthy and stay lean. A pound of meat has gone from $4 to almost $7. I also would like to buy a home someday, but that seems just impossible now. What's your plan to make life more affordable and bring down inflation for someone like me?
Very good. Thank you. Good.
Good question.
It's probably the question I get most. You know, they say you're going to vote with your stomach. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's a little bit true. And groceries, food has gone up at levels that nobody's ever seen before. We've never seen anything like it, 50, 60, 70%. You take a look at bacon and some of these products, and some people don't eat bacon anymore. And we are going to get the energy prices down. When we get energy down, you know, this was caused by their horrible energy wind. They want wind all over the place. But when it doesn't blow, we have a little problem. This was caused by energy. This was really caused by energy and also their unbelievable spending. They're spending us out of wealth, actually. They're taking our wealth away. But it was caused by energy. And what they've done is they started cutting way back. We were in third place. When I left, we were by far in first place, beating Russia, beating Saudi Arabia. And we were going to dominate to a level that we've never seen before. And then we had a bad election. I'll be very nice. I'm supposed to be nice when I talk about the election. Because everybody's afraid to talk about, oh, please, sir, don't talk about the election, please. You know, if you can't talk about a bad election, you really don't have a democracy, if you think about it, right? But what they did, Tulsi, is they took back the oil production. The oil started going crazy. That started the inflation. Then they went back. They said, go back to where Trump was. The problem is that we would have been three times that level right now. We would have been so dominant over Russia and Saudi Arabia. Look, Saudi Arabia, Russia, a lot of oil. We would have had more. You know, we had something in Alaska, Anwar, that I created. I mean, Ronald Reagan wanted it. You remember? Ronald Reagan wanted it. They all wanted it. And I got it approved. Nobody was able to get it approved. I got it approved. And they, the first week in office, they turned it back. They said, no, it's the biggest site possibly in the world. Could be bigger than Saudi Arabia. Well, we're going to start that up. We're going to become the energy capital of the world. We're going to pay down our debt, and we're going to reduce your taxes still further. And your groceries are going to come tumbling down, and your interest rates are going to be tumbling down. And then you're going to go out, you're going to buy a beautiful house. Okay? You're going to buy a beautiful house. That's called the American dream. Wow. The American dream.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. And what a terrific answer. And what a great question. And that gives you some insight. Gen Zers are not out there wondering whether or not we're going to have abortion rights or it's going to be pro-life. They're not talking about that right now. And this is an election, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the deal. And again, I said this on Monday. We've had our primaries. We've got our candidates. We've got the platform. We have the issue. I get it. Nobody got what they wanted. Okay, not even I got what I wanted in that platform. But we all got to suck it up, buttercup, because we've got an election to win. This is the platform we've got to work with. These are the candidates we got to work with them. I know you may not like them, but you know what? You got to get out there and you got to vote. And I'm not talking about just for Donald Trump or J.D. Vance. You've got to vote for every freaking Republican in the country, all the way down to dog catcher. Yes, Dylan, there really are communist dog catchers. It's terrible. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Our good buddy Ray Richardson, WLOB. Ray, I have to tell you, I'm getting messages from radio stations around the country saying, Todd, what did you say in the first segment of the show? We're getting calls.
Yes, I'm well aware of how that works, Todd. People go crazy, don't they? It's nuts. By the way, the president gave a great answer to that young man, didn't
he? It was. It really was.
It had substance, it had meat, it had hope, none of which you hear from the Joy campaign.
By the way, and to that point, did you notice that Kamala would glance down, and I'm wondering if she had some crib, if she had a cheat sheet, if there were some crib notes around, because she could not look Dana Bash in the eye.
I agree. She absolutely had a cheat sheet, because she never talks about issues. Because she cannot talk about issues, because that's not her thing. Her thing is to giggle and, look, I went to the University of Florida, the greatest school in the country. We had the most beautiful sorority girls at that school, and they were wonderful and fun, and we'd go to football games and go out and dance, but you never took them home to mama because they didn't have a lot of substance to them. You marry the girl with substance who's going to be the mother of your children, and Kamala Harris just doesn't have any substance. I don't think she's dumb. She just doesn't have any gravitas.
And she's a dingbat.
Yeah.
I don't think
she's dumb. I mean, I've watched her in committee, but she has no personal self-confidence. She can't speak without somebody telling her what to say. Teleprompter, earpiece, it doesn't matter.
Ray, 92% of her staff, 92% of the people working that office no longer work in that vice presidential office. And that tells me she is a mean, nasty person. And you can kind of see it if you're watching carefully. You can see that she's got a mean streak and she is not a good person to work for, which, again, is why 92% of her staffers have since departed. But, Ray, you wanted to talk about the abortion issue. We're coming up on a break here, so I want to make sure we get in and for what you want to talk about here.
Yeah, I heard what you were talking about, and I know there's a lot of heat on President Trump over the abortion issue down in Florida. Look, Todd, I believe you and I have talked about this personally. Our belief about abortion comes from our faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that every child is created precious and unique by the Almighty. And so that's where our belief about it comes. But I do not believe that any law is going to stop abortion any more than any law stops murder, robbery, or domestic violence. We have to change the hearts and the minds of the people. And I believe that we do that by electing the people who most closely align with us and then empower organizations like Lifehouse Maine. We have a place here in Maine where if a woman finds herself with an unexpected pregnancy and contemplating the choice she really doesn't want to make, she can go and live there for a year. She gets medical care, financial care, and spiritual care. And then at the end of the birth, if she can't keep the baby, she just can't raise the child, they help her get the child adopted into a loving family. that's how we stop abortion, is we win the hearts and minds of people. We shift that paradigm. And the only way we do that is to elect people that will empower organizations like Lifehouse Maine. And right now, the government fights them as much as anything else. We need places like that all over the country that empower women.
Well, I think that's an important thing, and it's a great thing. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of wonderful ministries here in the Memphis area, Confidential Care being one of them, and they help these moms, and they help them after the babies are born. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Ben Carson's coming to Memphis in a couple of weeks. I'll be emceeing the big fundraising gala. Dr. Carson will be speaking at Confidential Care in the Memphis area. But again, I hear you, Ray, and I'm very concerned about this because it is a passionate issue, and I get it. And there are a lot of people that you and I both know out there, and they're all upset at the campaign. My recommendation is for both sides just to cool it and let's move ahead. This is not going to be an abortion election, but the Democrats are going to try to make it if they smell blood in the water on this.
Now, I think you're right about that, and I agree with you. And look, I say this all the time. There's no one in the world more pro-life than me. There may be some people as pro-life, but regardless of the origins of the child, I believe it's a precious and unique gift from God. So I don't ever want to see abortion. But the battle we've been fighting, we got the battle. We won the battle we really wanted to win, which is to get rid of Roe v. Wade, send it back to the states, where it's much easier to fight this battle out. But I just hope people don't turn on President Trump or anyone else as we try to focus on these issues that can win elections. And then all the things that we want to change, including abortion, where we're getting babies born. You know, this country is going to kill itself. We're not birthing enough babies to sustain our population. We've got to get back to raising kids and strengthening the family. And the other side isn't big on that. They're not big on the nuclear family. You know that. They don't do things to strengthen the family.
Yeah.
So we have to find people that are most closely aligned with us and get them elected and then make the changes
Ray.
We can
yep.
make.
Got to run, Ray. Look, always good hearing from you. And we love all of your great listeners there on WLOB in Portland.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Todd. Always great to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Good man right there, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Richardson. And to his point, the story coming out a couple of days ago that the U.S. birth rate hit an all-time low. People are just not getting out there and birthing babies. And that's why, you know, you need moms and dads, all the you young people getting out there. Get out there. Get married. Start having babies. We need to go a Catholic and Mormon, right? They're popping out fibers. No, don't go Tucker. That's way too many. That's a lot. But I'm just saying, if we're going to save our country, we got to have human beings to do it. So get busy procreating. All right, hang tight. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, it was Zuckerberg a few days ago sent the letter to Jim Jordan over at House Judiciary. And Zuckerberg did that not out of the goodness of his heart, folks. He knew that the jig was up. That again, these Republican lawmakers were hot on his trail. So Zuckerberg wrote this letter and admitted that they are censoring conservatives, and it's not stopping. Trust me on that. During the break, I want you to go to toddstearns.com. You scroll to the bottom of the page, click on the red subscribe button. You're going to get my free daily newsletter. Comes out every morning, 7 a.m., with conservative news uncensored. Hang tight. Hour two up next.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. You always think you know who Trump supporters are, and I meet these girls from UWL. Sophia and Brooke, you guys bonded freshman year, and then you come to have this something in common. Yeah. What is it about Donald Trump that you like?
I just like that he's a man that stands on his business. He gets things done for the country. That's what I like. And he's real, so.
All right, and I just have to say this. Your story is really unique because it's not so popular all the time. You know how politics can be, and colleges are very liberal. How were you guys received when people heard who you were voting for?
It was amazing. When waiting in the lines to get in and the concessions and all the people around us, we are easy to talk to, and they're super nice to us, and it's such a great experience, and I'm proud to be American.
All right. And you guys bonded freshman year. Now you're seniors.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here? Any political aspirations?
Nothing much. Just going to vote for Trump when the election happens.
Yep. First year voting. And we know who we're voting for.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the second hour of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Those two young ladies, Gen Zers, they're voting for the very first time. They're students at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, and they were in that huge, huge town hall yesterday featuring President Trump. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have Congressman Tom Tiffany with us. He represents the 7th Congressional District in Wisconsin, also a member of House Judiciary. Congressman, it ought to do your heart proud to hear young people in Wisconsin embracing conservative ideas.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this is a really good clip that you just read, man, Todd, because I've been telling audiences across Wisconsin that here is our opportunity. You know, when people are over 40 or 50 years of age, they're largely set in their ways in regards to a lot of things, right, Todd? But especially in regards to voting. So not easy to move those people. This is our opportunity, the 18 to 30-year-olds. They left us in 2018, 20, and 2022 elections. But they are now free agents. And you can hear it from them. If you go out and talk to them, they're like, man, the Biden administration hasn't done us any favors. We can't afford rent, much less think about the American dream of being able to buy a home. And so us Republicans have this golden opportunity. It's not that they're all going to become Republicans like those two kids, two young people from UW La Crosse, but we have the opportunity to show them, much like Reagan did after the 1980 election. We know how to do this to have a prosperous, free America where it is a land of opportunity, because many of them, right, Todd, they don't think this is a land of opportunity anymore. We have to show them the way. We have to provide the roadmap of how America can be great for them also, just like previous generations.
No, and in the last hour, we played that long interview of, well, this young man, another Gen Zer, asking President Trump about the economy and, you know, wanting to be able to buy a house and to start his life. And, you know, the president's response without any notes, just on the fly, was just so deep and meaningful. And I think that kind of language, those sorts of interactions and engagements are going to win us the election come November.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, ultimately, it's about policy. You throw out all the other stuff. And by the way, the Democrats want this to be about personality because that's all they're running on. Hey, don't you hate Donald Trump? Donald Trump's going to destroy democracy. That's all they want to talk about. And you saw it with the interview last night with Vice President Harris. They don't want to talk about the substance of how do we make America great again? We do it by having America be energy independent, by stopping the ruinous spending in Washington, D.C., by securing the border, strong America. A weak America leads to weak foreign policy leads to war around the world. Let's have a strong foreign policy like we had 4 years ago. And all those things are, most of them were happening under President Trump. We need to make sure we stay focused on those issues. This is how we benefit you as Americans with these policies.
And it's really going to require some work here because, you know, a lot of younger voters, they're watching, you know, the videos, the short video clips on TikTok, Instagram, and the Democrats are their strategy is bizarre because they want people to think that Kamala Harris is the more conservative of the candidates. She's all but wearing a red MAGA hat out there. But I thought it was interesting and very telling last night. And I think she's very truthful here. She said last night to the flip flops, a question about the flip flops. She said, my values have not changed. And I believe that. I think she still believes in mass amnesty and ending cash bail and banning gas-powered vehicles. I think she still believes every single one of those things, Congressman.
Oh, we all know that's what happens. I mean, Todd, and I think for voters, there is nothing more frustrating when you talk to them and you ask them about an elected official that says one thing at home or in campaign season and does the opposite when they get to Washington, D.C., after an election. We see it with our United States Senator Tammy Baldwin. She's doing much the same thing for 12 years. She's been voting for all of this, the whole Biden-Harris agenda, and yet trying to convince people, as you said, that they practically got MAGA hats on at this point. That's how they win elections, is to deflect, and let's just be real honest, to lie to the electorate. We need to make sure that the American public knows the truth. And I do think that that's happening with Kamala Harris. I believe, Todd, she has hit her high water mark if we stay focused on policy, and that's how we're going to win these elections. That's how we're going to win Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes.
Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin joining us this afternoon. Congressman, I want to go back to the letter that Mark Zuckerberg sent you guys and basically fessing up and admitting what we all know to be true. What got me was the Biden administration and the pressure they put on Facebook Meta. And my reading of the letter, they really were putting the screws to Zuckerberg and his team. Were any laws broken that you guys know of?
That's what we need to do a full investigation. And I'm sure that Chairman Jordan of Judiciary and his staff are really digging into this at this point. But that harks back, Todd, do you remember it was about a year or two ago that Zuckerberg said, when the FBI comes calling, you listen. And that is exactly what happened here. When the federal government comes and puts its thumb on the scale, to a certain extent, you don't have any choice. Now, I'm hoping Mark Zuckerberg perhaps has saw religion. I'm hoping that he will go the same direction as Elon Musk, who will go down as one of the greatest Americans ever in terms of protecting our First Amendment rights to free speech and the Constitution if we do survive it. I'm hoping that Zuckerberg will follow the path of Elon Musk now and become one of those warriors to end censorship in America.
Congressman, when you look at what they did, and especially with regard to the Hunter Biden laptop story, and censoring of that story, there was a survey that came out after the election, and a majority of voters said they would have that would have impacted their vote had they known about that story. So I'm wondering, are we looking at election interference either by Facebook or by the Biden administration for telling them to put the kibosh on that story?
You know, with all the stories, Todd, about, you know, election integrity and things like this, what you just brought up here, I think, was the principal way in which Biden and the Democrats suppressed the vote, how they suppressed president votes for President Trump, how they changed some votes, was the effort to suppress that story in regards to Hunter Biden. I think that was the ultimate election interference, because if that hits in the final 2 weeks of the election, there's people are going to reconsider their votes. There's no doubt about it. And when you have a state like Wisconsin, where I'm at, that only goes to Biden by 20,000 votes, something like that can make a huge difference. So I think this was the ultimate election integrity concern that we should have from the 2020 election.
All right. Well, Congressman, appreciate your great work as always. It's going to be a busy time coming up real quick. Let's talk about the SAVE Act. You want to add that to the spending bill. What will that do?
Yeah, so the SAVE Act requires states to have proof of citizenship for anyone when they register to vote. Simple as that. It becomes a state requirement. You need to do that. Make sure that you're legally here in the country. And I think it's a common sense measure. I think it's an 80% issue with the American public. I sure hope that we can attach it. And by the way, I have one other bill that's going to be heard in the next couple of weeks, the No WHO bill me and Senator Johnson did for my home state here, which prevents the WHO from the Biden administration from entering into any treaties with the WHO. So there's a couple really important bills here to protect the our sovereignty here in America, one the WHO bill and the SAVE Act. Hopefully we can attach that SAVE Act to some spending legislation here in September.
We've got to make sure that American citizens, law-abiding American citizens, are able to vote, and those are the only people voting, and we've just got to do it. Otherwise, we're going to become a third world country, Congressman. It really is that clear.
Yeah, I hope our leadership stands strong on this, because we've seen some Democrats come across the aisle in the last few months that are in these districts that were won by President Trump. Let's put them on. Let's put them in the hot seat. Right, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to do that, Congressman, and we'll do our part here. We'll have our team reach out, and we're going to start making calls ourselves. So thank you, Congressman, and good luck to you this coming legislative session.
Yeah, thanks so much, Todd. Always good to join you.
Likewise. Congressman Tom Tiffany out of Wisconsin. Now, here's a good guy, folks, and you don't see him on TV quite that much. We need to, because he's a common-sense Republican. And he wants to secure the border. He wants to make sure that only American citizens are voting in our elections. And those are massive issues right now. All right, look, real quick, before we go to the phone lines, or before we go to break, I want to go to the phone lines. Gina in Georgia, listening to us on the great WDUN. Gina, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. So, okay, first of all, I know that you're not pro-abortion. I know you're not, but I was telling Lydia, you know, your caller yesterday, and I forgot to mention this to Lydia, the one who said, I think her name was Mary, and she said, who the hell cares about abortion? Oh, my gosh. We should all care about abortion, because, and I know it shouldn't be an issue, but that was what I wanted to call about. Huh. I had to clarify that with Lydia, too, because I thought I heard you say, and she confirmed, that Trump has said that 6 weeks is not long enough in Florida?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes.
Okay, what is he doing? I mean, I don't make it an issue for those of us who really believe that it's wrong and, you know, believe that it is a spiritual issue. It shouldn't be in the campaign, but it is, and I agree with your caller that said that, you know, we need to go about it other ways, helping women not to have abortion. But why is he bringing it up? why is he bringing up supporting with government money IVF when he knows that these are stances that Christians take and don't want to sway on? I mean, and I also was thinking the other day when, you know, Kennedy came out for him and Tulsi Gabbard, I think that's great, but Trump is bad, in my opinion, to be a little gullible, and I was afraid he would start adopting some of their opinions about this stuff, and that's not going to go well with his base. He's already got Florida, I guess. Any state could be lost, but I'm assuming he has Florida. Why is he bringing that up? What is he doing?
So basically, I mean, and there are some in the campaign, and this is not coming from Donald Trump, but there are some very powerful people in that campaign who are basically telling and told the pro-lifers and the evangelicals, shut up and vote. That's all. Well, you know what? They're not going to do either. And my concern here is that it's not that they're going to go vote for Kamala Harris. They're not going to do that. They're just going to stay home and they're not going to vote. That's what concerns me, Gina. We've got to have everybody on board here. And I get it. We don't need to. This election cycle cannot be about abortion because the American people have said in seven elections so far since Roe v. Wade was overturned that it's it's not going to happen. They're not ready to go down that path yet. So, again, I'm with you. I don't understand why the campaign now is making this an issue.
No, unless it's the ones who want to sabotage him all the time. And I'm with you. I would never in my life dream of not voting. But it makes it more difficult when I have to feel like I have to repent after voting for someone who is leaning more towards being more pro-abortion. I mean, I can't imagine not voting, but he is making it difficult, and he needs to stop. I'd love to say I wish he wouldn't be pro-abortion, but at least do what he said he was going to do. Leave it with the state.
And Gina, I said, look, there are so many grifters in that orbit, and I just feel so bad for President Trump because everybody's wanting something. I'm one of the few people. I don't want anything. I don't want a position in the administration. I don't need anything from the president. I am loyal to the campaign ideology. I'm loyal to President Trump, and I want to see him win. And he needs some people in his orbit to tell him, Mr. President, this is not a good idea. And I'm afraid there are so many people that want some of that Trump money, Gina, that they're not willing to say what needs to be said.
I agree. And I wish I could talk to him, or you do that. You tell him. No, and don't side with the Democrats for
right.
Sure. Just because they're pulling for him, don't.
Exactly. And I mean, and if I can be of help, you know, I told the campaign, look, if you guys need somebody out there, because we've got millions of people that follow all of our platforms and listen to this show. So I've got a pretty good indication of where the evangelical voters are going on this issue. And right now, it is getting worse, not better, and it was finally calming down after that whole RNC platform debacle. So, you know, again, let's see how this goes, but we have got to focus on the big issues right now. Gina, it's a good call, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your thoughts on this one. We've just got to get it together here, folks. We really do. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. People, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. A couple of things before we go to a break here. All of you folks in North Carolina, listen up. Go to my Facebook page, and you'll find information about a huge conference coming up, North Carolina Salt and Light. It's September 27th through the 28th. Get this. What a great lineup. Carol Swain, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pete Hegseth from Fox, Joe Concha from Fox, Dr. Ben Carson. And the star of the show, Todd Stearns, and I'm just kidding, it's Ben Carson's the star of the show. But it's going to be exciting. NC, like North Carolina, ncsaltandlight.com to register for that great conference. Also, are you a Christian? If you are, you need to go to this conference. It's called the Spiritual Leadership Conference. I'll be one of the speakers. I've been going to this thing for like 10 years now, and it is so refreshing and inspirational. You're going to be hearing the commercials during the show. SLconference.com. That's SLconference.com. It's held on the campus of West Coast Baptist College and Lancaster Baptist Church in a beautiful area of northern Los Angeles County, the Antelope Valley. There will be 5,000 people at this conference. And folks, I promise you, you will come away so refreshed. It's going to be wonderful. Again, slconference.com. And we'll be talking to you more about that later. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We now take you behind the scenes on the campaign trail with Kamala and Tim. Let's listen in as the taping of the joint CNN interview wraps up.
Because, you see, my values haven't changed. Just my mind.
And sometimes my grandma isn't correct. I mean grammar.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thanks again, Dana, for letting us edit. Hey, good job, Kamala.
Did we have to have Tim in my first interview?
Kamala, the vice presidential candidate's job is to make the presidential candidate look good by comparison. Like you did for Joe.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Barry, you know that went whoosh right over her head.
Yep, but it makes her the perfect replacement for Joe.
Join us next time. Our hidden microphones take you behind the
scenes. White bread.
Behind the scenes on the campaign trail with Kamala and Tim.
Minnesota food. Another spicy.
All right, that was James Carville and Barack Obama. Apparently, our investigative reporter, Paul Shanklin, able to get those secret microphones, those hidden microphones in the room right before and right after the CNN interview. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And no, I don't. I never ask for Paul's sources. That's our agreement. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Congressman Brandon Williams from New York, District 22. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd. Good morning or good afternoon. Great to be with you.
So, look, this CNN sit-down interview with Kamala and we call him Tampon Tim here. What was your takeaway? Anything that surprised you?
Well, what surprised me is how did she become vice president? Let's just rewind the clock here a few years, and I'm just shocked. How did she become vice president in the first place? You know, radio is the perfect place to kind of evaluate the CNN interview, because just listening to that voice without the video is, you know, you think, is this the person to lead the free world? And, you know, at the same time, we should watch the video without sound. And all of the mannerisms that are so exaggerated you know, is this the person that we want sitting across from Vladimir Putin? You know, the interview answered a lot of questions about her suitability, and she's not suitable.
No, it's just very strange. The whole thing, it was a bad setup. The fact that they had her in this chair that was lower than everybody else, they should have at least given her a booster chair or booster seat or something. It was just all very poorly done, and I'm not quite sure this accomplished what they were hoping. I know even CNN was throwing a little bit of shade there. Meanwhile, Congressman, you've got Donald Trump actually doing Q&A unscripted with Gen Zers in Wisconsin.
You know, he is fearless in standing before voters, answering questions, sharing his mind. And, you know, I think that's what the American people want to see. They want to see, you know, beyond the talking points, the things that aren't scripted. And you get that 24/7 with Donald Trump. And, you know, sure, sometimes it crosses boundaries that offend some people. But I'd rather know who I'm dealing with than Kamala Harris. I mean, she was just saying that she, you know, talks and sees Joe Biden 6 or 7 times a day. And he's, you know, the best he's ever been. And then suddenly he's not fit to be president. I mean, you know, I'd really rather have the truth out of someone.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. And again, going back to what she said, And this was the clue. And you had to, when it, you know how this goes with these Democrats, you know, they play with the words. And she says her values have never changed. So that means that she really is pro mass amnesty, pro electric vehicles, getting rid of gas cars. So she's telling the base with a wink and a nod that it's all a big joke. It's a big act right now.
Well, it is a big act. It's a big media production. It's really a Hollywood production, you know, to make, you know, the whole DNC was a giant media production, you know, to not stand for any interviews or any debates for 30 days so that everything could be scripted and the camera angles be just right and the right celebrities come in and out of, you know, the frame. It really is scripted by Hollywood. And I think the American people are seeing through it. Todd, I come from the nuclear Navy, so I served on nuclear submarines. And let me just tell you that on a nuclear submarine, it's precisely the opposite. It's extraordinarily capable and talented people that speak as precisely, as clearly, as honestly, as directly as possible. Admiral Rickover made sure that that was the culture to keep those submarines safe. It's worked extremely well. And what I'm seeing out of the Harris-Waltz campaign is exactly the opposite.
You may not agree with Donald Trump, but at least you know where he stands on the issues. And I appreciate that. And I think the American people appreciate it. And that's why I was so excited to see so many Gen Zers at this event yesterday at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse. And these kids are, many of them, voting for the very first time. And it was really good to see those interactions. And I'm really hopeful for the Republican Party, Congressman, that young people are going to maybe start looking at the actual policies of what Republicans stand for. Do you think that might happen and we might start seeing some changes in how people vote in this country?
Well, I think Gen Z in particular, you know, that they are circumventing the traditional media. And and I think that makes, you know, frankly, the Democrats very nervous, because what they can't control everything in all channels. And so as young people get more direct access to Donald Trump, to his policies, to his record, I mean, just his record alone, you know, they start realizing and listening to Kamala's economic policies and think, wow, what's that going to do for my opportunities for employment, to create a family, for wealth creation, for retirement, to own a home? All of these things, by the way, you know, for world safety. I mean, are we heading towards more conflict, you know, to bring back the draft and to make my life more dangerous in the future? I mean, all of these things are on the line for young people, even more then, you know, I'm 57. So if I was young, I'd be paying attention much more closely.
Congressman, I'm 57 too, and I still consider myself to be young.
Well, I got to tell you, 2 years in politics, that's all I've been in politics, it ages you quite a bit.
Oh, try covering it. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Congressman, we've got a country to save, and I feel encouraged, and I love, you know, even we had Nicole Malliotakis, who I just love, and she's just wonderful. She was on my Newsmax TV show a few days ago, and it's exciting to see hope in the eyes of Republicans in New York State. Because, you know, you guys have been under the rule of Democrats forever. So it's kind of nice to see some hope there.
Well, you know, Nicole was just here with me and campaigning with me a couple of days ago at the state fair, and she is terrific. You know, her Greek and Cuban background really just give her that fire and that focus and intensity, you know, to speak up. And we have so much evidence here in New York State of what happens if things go wrong. What happens with one party rule out of Albany? Lee Zeldin was here just a week ago, and I ask people, would your life be better today in New York State if Lee Zeldin were governor? And everybody says, absolutely. And so we have these reminders, but remember, the party, the one party starts to control things. They start to control elections. They start to control ethics
reviews like they've done with my opponent, they start to take control so that you can't ever break out of their one party rule. That's why this presidential election is so important. That's why it's critical that we maintain the majority in the House of Representatives. You know, my seat, Todd, is the most competitive in the country. Number one, to keep control of the House majority. People can find out more at letsvotebrandon.com. Not let's go, Brandon, but letsvotebrandon.com.
I like that. I like it. All right, Congressman Brandon Williams, everybody, a great American patriot. And, of course, Nicole Malliotakis is literally a fighter. You know, she's a boxer, Congressman. So
I feel safe when I'm walking around,
exactly.
New York with her.
That's, I hear you. All right, Congressman, always good having you on the show, and good luck on the election.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, there you go. No, she really is. She is a fierce lady and just a great American patriot, too, out there on Staten Island. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Our telephone number, and by the way, it is Open Line Friday on the show. You can call in. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We did ask earlier in the week, and I am curious to hear from you guys on this Friday as we're kind of easing into Labor Day. What is your favorite barbecue joint out there? If you've got one, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, I want to remind you tonight, 5 o'clock, my show is going to be preempted. I'll be doing the show, but will be preempted by President Trump's big rally in Pennsylvania, later on this evening. By the way, President Trump says Newsmax is absolutely terrific and millions of people are now watching. It is officially the fastest growing cable news channel in America. You can watch Newsmax on cable, streaming, or on our free Newsmax app. And you can even become a part owner of Newsmax. That's right, folks. You can buy preferred shares. They come with a 7% dividend. This is a pretty good deal here, folks. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com if you would like information. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse, and it is. NewsmaxInvest.com today. All right, just a reminder, everybody, we are trying to fight back against big tech and social media censorship. And the way we're doing that is we're signing up hundreds of you to our daily newsletter that goes out. We're almost at 300,000 subscribers to the newsletter. And people love it. We don't overwhelm you. You get three or four top stories of the day. We also have a wonderful link to one of our great sponsors. We love giving them a shout out as well. And it goes directly to your email box every morning, usually around 7 o'clock. We did not have one today, but it's usually Monday through Friday. So if you would like to sign up for our free newsletter, go to ToddStarnes.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and look for the red subscribe button. You got to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page. You'll see the red subscribe button. All right. Your favorite barbecue joint. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Dyersburg, Tennessee. Jay is on the line. All right, Jay, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Hey, Todd, what's up, man? You need to get on 51 Highway, come on to Dyersburg, head north, and go to Roy's Boy Barbecue. Get anything on the menu. It's going to be great. I recommend the pulled smoked chicken plate. And friendly people, great barbecue. It's legit. I've had barbecue all over the United States. It's a real deal. A close second, though, is right there in your backyard. It's Tom's Barbecue on Getwell Rib Tip Plate. Thank me later.
Really? All right. This is good. So it's called Roy Boy's Barbecue. And this is over in Dyersburg. It's really a nice looking joint. Would it classify as a, you know how sometimes your better barbecue joints are like dive places, but this doesn't look like a dive place, but it looks pretty nice.
No, man, it's clean. The people are friendly. I always just use a drive through. I'm over there at lunch, and man, just friendly, hard working folks. And
I love it.
It real over there, man. It's outstanding.
That's wonderful. I'm looking at the menu right now, and Dylan, this looks like our kind of a shop. They have great sandwiches, the redneck, pulled pork. Is that sliced bologna? You know, it's interesting, Jay. A lot of people outside of West Tennessee do not appreciate a good barbecue bologna sandwich.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was raised on barbecue bologna.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, I just think I don't get anything but bologna on this house about 20 years old.
And it's not Oscar Mayer. You got to have that thick cut. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't mean to plug the product, but there's Cry Bologna, K-R-E-Y, and then there's everything else.
It's wait. Hold on now. It's K-R-E-Y. Is that it?
Cry Bologna. Go to your local deli and ask for Cry Bologna.
Wow. All right.
If they don't have Cry Bologna, shop somewhere else.
Wow. Jay, I'll tell you what. If they ever become a sponsor of the national show, I'm going to have you voice the ad.
That's a deal. Save my number.
All right. I will do that. All right. Jay from Dyersburg weighing in. And, Jay, we appreciate you calling in. Says the best barbecue out there is something called Roy Boy's in Dyersburg, Tennessee. I'm looking over this. They have a pretty nice menu here. Something called the Redneck Plate. You get the redneck sandwich, again, which is the pulled pork, sliced bologna, cheddar cheese, bacon, jalapeno. So you're getting pork three ways on that one sandwich. And then they have the piglet sandwich. I guess that's a tinier. Is that a smaller sandwich then? I guess your little piglet. There you go. All right. So, yeah, rbbarbecue.com. They're in Dyersburg. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to do a deep dive into what's happening in Aurora, Colorado. Folks, this is insane. So a number of residents, city council members are now speaking out. They're saying that Venezuelan gangs, all illegals, have now taken over large parts of the city. And this is a suburb or very near Denver. And the mayor of Denver, who's a woke moron, says, really, there's not much of a problem. He's more concerned that people will perceive illegals as criminals. Yes, Mr. Mayor, because they're criminals, sir. They're criminals. I guarantee you that guy's a vegan. I'm just saying. I want to play some audio here. And, well, we're not going to have time to do that. So I will save that for the next hour as well. President Trump brought up one of the organizers of a group called Auto Workers for Trump. A lot of these guys are union guys, and they have seen their jobs go overseas or go south of the border. And now you've got the union workers that are standing up and saying, you know what, forget this. We're voting for Donald Trump. Now, I believe, by and large, that you're going to have a lot of people who have never voted in an election going to the ballot box in the fall because the country is in that bad of shape. And people are sick and tired of it all. And that's why every single chance we get, we need to be focused on explaining to the American people that it's the policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that got us in the situation we're in. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, before we go to break here, again, ToddStearns.com. If you would like a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, I will do that. Also, get yourself a copy of my devotion book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You are going to love this book. And by the way, it's got some incredible Southern recipes. You can get a signed copy at the website or wherever you buy your books. All right, hour three coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. This American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy Friday to you. Is it just me, or did it seem like, I don't know, this week was a little bit longer than normal? It may be just me. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Folks, I'm a huge football fan. And I especially love college football. But those of you listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee, and really on radio stations all across the country, tonight is high school football, and we've got a big game here in the Memphis area, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Then tomorrow, college football, and the radio station I own here in Memphis, we are proud to announce that we are the flagship radio station now for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And Dylan, it's going to be nice to hear SEC football, Southeastern Conference football, on the Mighty 990.
Yeah, I cannot wait for football to start.
It's going to be great.
People have been waiting for a long time for football.
I'm going to be listening on the AM dial, too. There's something about listening to football on AM radio.
Yeah, and it's nice now. It's so good.
Beautiful. Great. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you've got your tailgating. You know, we're going to have to tailgate a couple of the Mississippi State games, and I'm trying to figure out what do we need in the what do we need to tailgate?
Bologna.
Definitely. I'm going to get some of that bologna. But
I've never understood bologna.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize this, but Ole Miss, you know, they're known for their tailgating in the Grove.
Yes.
Is it true you're not allowed to have grills or you can't cook literally
in the Grove? Yeah, you can't.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's surprising, isn't it? Because you would think that all those people would be out there doing that.
But. Absolutely. Well, it's the South. You know somebody's going to have some ribs somewhere.
Well, you know they're not eating out there. They're doing something else.
A lot of Methodists out there. A lot of Methodists. You know, it's funny. I was at the Acme restaurant, you know, right there on the square in Oxford. And it's a great meat and three kind of a restaurant, and it's very popular. And they have a Bloody Mary there. I'm more of a Baptist martini guy for you Pentecostals out there. That's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. But anyway, they have the Bloody Marys, but instead of the celery stick, Dylan, they use boiled okra.
Ew.
To make it Southern, I guess.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, as a brief aside, do you know Delta State University, which is a public university over in the Mississippi Delta?
Yes.
Is it Cleveland, Mississippi?
Yes.
Is that? Okay.
Yes.
Their teams are known as the Fighting Okra.
Fighting Okra. The most terrifying mascot in the land.
I'm horrified. If I got okra coming at me, you know, it's slimy. You know, it's
fighting you.
The Fighting Okra. And I got, is it the lady okra? Is it the okraettes?
Is there a gender for okra?
What are the pronouns? Help me out here. So anyway, back to the, back to Acme. We were having a good time. This is years ago. And I think I was in town for the vice presidential debate, Sarah Palin and whoever was running against Sarah Palin. It's Joe Biden. We were in Oxford to cover that for Fox. So went over to the Acme restaurant, and I said Acme. Is it Ajax? All right, Dylan, correct me on air over this. Acme Oyster Bar is in New Orleans, which, by the way, is a great oyster bar. But is it the Ajax Cafe? It's right on the town square. I'm going to have somebody in the Memphis audience correct me on the air. I've already – well, it's not – and it's, again, it's not an error – I just misspoke. It's a grammar thing. I use bad grammar. Isn't that what the governor said? So anyway, I asked the waitress, I said, so what's behind the curtain? There was like a curtain and you could kind of see there was another room there in the restaurant there on the square in Oxford. And I said, what's back there? And the waitress, she leans down and she says, that's where we put the Baptist if they want to drink the Bloody Marys. I'm like, that's brilliant. What a great strategy. Anyway, they've got City Grocery there, which is a great kind of a higher-end restaurant. Good eating. Everything's very casual there on the square. But it's a good college town to go to. All that to say, if you've got some recommendations for tailgating, what are some things that you guys do? I know the folks up in Wisconsin, you guys are big brats folks. So the brats are going on the grill. And of course, here in Tennessee, we got ribs smoking all over the city. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Todd. How are you? I gave $50 to your cause last week.
Patty, God bless you. Thank you.
It was me and Nicole. Listen, you know what? Believe me, I know a lot of things are bad today, and you know what? We're not the only ones suffering. I feel sorry for the kids. But I want to mention something. I feel sorry for another kid, the one that sat at that video with Dana Bash. She's like 5 years old.
It looked like did they have some telephone books or something? You know, you're right. She looked like a little midget person.
Well, you know,
we're not allowed to. I'm sorry, Patty. I'm sorry. Vertically challenged. My apologies.
Okay, whatever. You could say anything to me. Okay. And listen, she was like no laughing, but it looked like she looked. Have you seen the circles under her eyes too? I'm going to tell you something. There's no way she's going to debate Donald Trump. There's no way. Donald Trump will eat her up.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there, and it wasn't good. She looked like she was tired. You're right, the circles under the eyes.
Yeah.
She was really shifty. I did want to. I mean, maybe she is nervous and she has anxiety, and they've got her on something. But we need to know that. I'd like to see a full makeup because honestly, Patty, and I was live tweeting, and I said, "Good Lord, are they going to have to use the kiddie stairs on Air Force One to get her on the airplane?"
No, she looks bad. And I mean, I didn't watch the interview. I was, you know, I put on Newsmax this morning, but I was watching and I cannot believe she looks so like she looks very tired. And I don't think she's going to be who's going to walk out with her to Donald Trump. Is somebody going to hold her hand when she comes out to speak to Trump?
That's a good question, because they were wanting that, right? They had all these demands. They went to ABC after agreeing to everything. So both parties, Team Trump, Team Harris, they all agreed to the rules. Then Team Harris comes back and says, no, we're going to change all the rules. And ABC News, to their credit, said, yeah, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that.
Well, I give credit to ABC News for doing that because you know what? I'm sorry to say this, but I'm not sorry, but I think he's going to put her underwater. I really believe he's going
to
do that.
My only advice to President Trump is to stay away from the personal attacks and just in that debate, because if he does the whole, you know, well, I don't know if she's black or you know, South Asian or whatever. That's not going to be the place because they're going to be waiting for him to do that. So if Trump goes in there and he's all about business and sticking to the issues, he wins hands down.
Oh, yeah. I think he does. And I'm going to tell you one more before I go. I'm going to tell you something right now. She's going to play the victim if he goes after her. That's the victim.
Oh, huge. Huge. And so will the media. That's exactly what the media will do. So we cannot fall into that trap. That's the thing. So, well, Trump's going to be Trump. But if he sticks to the issues, he wins hands down and they can't touch the guy.
Like he did yesterday at the town hall. He did great.
That was Trump being Trump, and it was awesome. Just awesome. Patty?
Yeah, he could do it. He has to do it with her.
All right, Patty. Well, God bless you, and thank you for helping us out on the Food for the Poor. We raised almost, I think, $12,000. So thank you all so very much for that. Patty, good hearing from you.
Love you, Todd.
All right. Love you too, Patty. I love all of our people. We've got great listeners. Great listeners. All right, let's go to Eileen. Hi, Eileen. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd.
Hello, Eileen.
How are you?
All right. What's going on?
I think Kamala needs to just get a new mask. Because if you look at her, Todd, and look at all different pictures of her, she looks different in every one.
What are you saying, Eileen? She had a mask on?
I think somebody's playing Kamala Harris. She doesn't look the same at all.
Is that right? So you're saying like a stunt double or a doppelganger?
Yes.
Or an impersonator?
Yes, a doppelganger.
Wow.
Doppelganger. Just like the time when Hillary Clinton came out of Chelsea Clinton's apartment, she was like 6 inches shorter than Hillary Clinton. So I think they have people playing them.
Maybe like a sixth grader. I mean, she was super short. I mean, it was,
yes,
that was weird. So where do you think the real Kamala is?
I have no idea, but I don't think that was her last night.
Why?
She looks different every time. If you start looking at different pictures of her, she looks different every time.
Well, with the makeup and stuff, and, you know, you're a lady, so you would understand this. I'm just a guy, so I don't know anything about this. But they can do a lot with makeup that I remember at Fox News, some of the female anchors would come in the morning pre-makeup. And, I mean, one of them in particular looked like a homeless person. And those makeup artists are miracle workers.
There's just such a difference in her face. Just such a difference. And when you see when she was with Montel Williams and Willie Brown, and she just has a totally different face. I think that, I don't know, something just isn't right.
All right, Eileen, you just announced to the nation your concerns, and if others share them, I'm sure they'll call in. But she was she certainly looked different. I'll give you that much. Eileen, God bless you. Have a great weekend. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I want to go back and play some audio here. We've got there's a situation unfolding in Aurora, Colorado, where a community, several apartment buildings, have been taken over by these gangs, these Venezuelan gangs. Let's play the audio there, Dylan.
Aurora, Colorado. Mayor, thank you very much for coming on with us. It seems it's tough to even get some confirmation of the details of what is going on there. First off, can you confirm whether or not this gang has taken over these buildings there in Aurora?
So there are several buildings actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in these three buildings. Somebody put them there and somebody funded it, whether it's federal government or not. We're trying to find out who these gangs apparently are attracted to, where there's a concentration of Venezuelan migrants. And so they've in fact have kind of pushed out the property management through intimidation and then collected the rents. We have now it is ongoing operations with a task force of local law enforcement, state law enforcement partners and federal law enforcement partners to root them out, and arrests have been made, but these operations are still
ongoing. All right, here we go. So here's what you need to know. This is happening on American soil, Aurora, Colorado. You just heard the mayor, the elected mayor of a city, an American city, say, oh, yeah, the Venezuelans came in and they took over two apartment buildings and they've kicked out the management and they're collecting all the rent. And they're literally guarding all of this with weapons, AR-15s. This is insane. But again, this is what's happening when you open the border to millions and millions of young men of military age. Some breaking news out of Memphis, Tennessee. And if you're listening to us in Memphis, you need to pay very close attention here. So the city council, which is run by radical progressives, they are trying to take away your guns. They're wanting to push a ballot initiative. This is a super blue district. And they want to push a gun grab legislation, which would contradict state law. And so state Republican leaders stepped in because we are a super majority state in Tennessee, Republican state. And they said, no, you can't do that. You cannot pass laws that conflict with state law. State law supersedes local law. And they said, if you go down this path, we're going to strip you of your sales tax money. And so word just came in that the Memphis City Council is going to sue the state of they're going to sue the local Shelby County Election Commission because the Election Commission did as the state said, and they removed the gun grab questions from the November ballot. Now you've got a bunch of black lawmakers saying this is racism, and they're calling the entire state and every Republican in the state racist. So, again, the breaking news, Memphis City Council announces a lawsuit, and they are going to move forward. They want to strip law-abiding gun owners of the ability to protect themselves here in this city. We are one of the top most dangerous cities, if not the most dangerous city, depending on which survey you read. We are a majority minority city. 99% of the crimes committed by one demographic in this community, and that would be the black population. You've got criminals within the black population that are terrorizing everybody, including, and by the way, here's how bad it is, and this is the argument the Republicans ought to be making here in Memphis. The argument is that the Memphis City Council is not defending the victims of this crime. And who are the victims? I would say 99% of the victims of this crime are, in fact, black citizens. So who's going to look out for the black people here in Memphis? Certainly not the Democrat Party. This is insane. And for the record, and hear me on this, ladies and gentlemen, the people committing the crimes here are not law-abiding gun owners. These are criminals. These are thugs and thuggets and thuglings. That's what's going on here. So anyway, the breaking news out of Memphis, the city council is going to move forward and they're going to try and take your guns away. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. So anyway, in Memphis, Tennessee, and heads up, this is going to be happening in your community. And this is not by happenstance here, folks. Happenstance. This is not by happenstance. This is all part of a national issue going on. The Democrats have to disarm us. This is the only reason they haven't already implemented communism. All right? And the reason why is because most of the country is armed. And the South, well, we, just about everybody in the South is armed. As a matter of fact, when babies come out of the womb, they get a gun permit. I mean, it's, you know, we take it seriously down here. Because, and the reason why, is because the Second Amendment protects all of our other freedoms. That's it in a nutshell. So the Memphis City Council, just a little while ago, announcing that they are going to move forward with a gun grab plan. They want to disarm law-abiding gun owners. I don't care what they're going to be. There's a narrative. I don't care what the narrative is. They want to disarm you. And the question I have for all of you folks in Memphis and really across America, when the government steps in, will you allow them to take away your firearms? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today on the Todd Stearns radio program. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Stearns Show. We'll also be broadcasting President Trump's rally speech live tonight. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Cheryl Chumley joins us, the online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Also has a great podcast, Bold and Blunt, and has a brand new faith-based novel out called Chloe. Book one of Chloe's People, a novel. Cheryl, good to have you with us. Congratulations on the new book.
Todd, thank you so much for having me. And you know what? Thank you so much for endorsing this book. It's great of you.
Well,
thank you.
I was happy. This is the first novel I've ever been asked to endorse, so I feel very literary.
It's wonderful to have your name attached to this. Really do appreciate it.
Well, I'm honored, and thank you for asking and for inviting me to do it. I'm curious, was this a hard thing to switch from writing nonfiction to fiction?
That's a really good question, because on one hand, yes, very difficult. It was like a 20-year process, right? But on the other hand, no, because when I was younger, when I was little, it was actually fiction that I used to do all the time, and journalism and nonfiction were the deviations. But as I got accustomed to writing journalism and nonfiction, it was a little bit of a challenge to get back into fiction, because you constantly second guess your voice, right, when you're not used to writing a certain way. But now that I'm back in it, this is really where I want to lead.
Well, let's talk about the book, and it follows the story of a little girl raised in a dysfunctional home. So take it from there.
Right. So it's about a little girl named Chloe raised in a dysfunctional home like so many people are. And it was her journey in life in darkness until God, in a very mysterious manner, reached out to her and helped bring her into the light. So the reason I wrote this book is because I think the church fails to reach out to those in America or around the world who are really living in sin, in darkness. And the reason the church fails is because many in the church have been raised from a young age in the church with God, with the Bible. And so they have a difficult time understanding how those who are seemingly willfully living in sin with addictions and so forth, homeless, prostitutes, whatever, on the street, they have a hard time understanding how those people got like that. So this book hopefully opens the eyes of believers so they can do a better job of reaching those right now who are lost.
See, I think this is so terrific. And going back to the biblical days when Jesus was holding these large gatherings and he would tell parables. These were stories that he was telling to convey, you know, deeper spiritual truths, you know, connecting to the audience of fishermen or whoever was there. And I kind of see your book as doing something very similar in that vein.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. And you know, you in your own faith, because I know that you have a deep faith as well, you must see in your own church and in your own faith journey how many Christians are very, they have a heart for the lost. But if you're raised in the church and you're raised a certain way, to see things a certain way, it's very difficult to understand. Why is that person doing that to him or herself? Why is that person taking drugs? Why is that person an alcoholic? Why is that person, you know, a sex addict or something like that? Well, if you haven't walked in that path, it's very difficult to understand. And I think a lot of Christians have a heart to help those who are lost, but they don't know how to effectively communicate with those who are really deeply lost.
1,000%. And I will tell you, I can point directly to the moment, you know, for me, when I survived open heart surgery. This was back in 2004. I came out of that with a new perspective on life and observations, and not that I was living a very legalistic life, but I found myself being more compassionate to people's circumstances, if that makes any sense. And I don't know why I went through that process, but it makes me understand a lot more and to be more sympathetic, I suppose, you know, when, you know, meeting people that are going through difficulties in their lives.
Well, that's just a perfect example of how God takes something bad and turns it to good, right? Because if he made you more compassionate from that terrible ordeal that you had to go through, in the end, that's a great thing. And it goes along with my very deep belief in the principle of there but for the grace of God go I, right? If we in the Christian community look at these, you know, people who are stretched out asleep in the street, and we think, we deeply think and believe that that could be me, except for God's grace, right? That changes your whole outlook. That changes your whole way of thinking. And it does what you yourself just said, you experienced. It makes you more compassionate. And with that compassion comes the oftentimes urge to act on it. And that's where the Holy Spirit can actually move people.
I just love this, Cheryl. And again, the name of the book, folks, Chloe, Book One of Chloe's People. And I want you to get a copy of this. And Cheryl, I'm curious, you know, sometimes novels are a little bit different than nonfiction. So who is this book for? Is it for ladies? Is it for guys? Or is it for everybody?
Yeah, that was one of the, you yourself know when you write a book, right? Like your publisher and the marketing department want to know, where do we put this on the bookshelves? Who is it for? Who's the audience? And sometimes it's tough because you want to say, well, everybody. But really, I think who this book most is aimed at is those in the church, those in the Christian community who have belief but want to do more. And I also aim it at those who do not believe in God. Like I was an atheist myself for many, many many years, who want to understand how God actually works in people's lives, not necessarily Christians' lives, but in sinners' lives to bring them into the light.
Folks, I want to read this from the Amazon description. It's a question all sinners must wrestle with, and in the end, the only real answer is this. God does indeed work in mysterious ways. So I want you to look. You're gonna love this book. It is a great read, and from my understanding here, just on the title, I'm expecting there will be more books in this genre. Is that right?
It's a 5-part series. The end of Chloe actually teases the next one in the series, which I'm just wrapping now. It's called Hector.
Ooh. Excellent. All right. Well, Cheryl, congratulations. And you've got some great endorsements here. Governor Mike Huckabee, Cal Thomas, Sam Sorbo, and the most important, Todd Starnes.
Thank you, Todd.
But I'm excited for you, folks. Let's go and put this book on a bestseller list. Cheryl Chumley, an incredible work of fiction. Chloe, book one of Chloe's People. All right, Cheryl, thanks for coming on. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Todd. God bless.
All right. God bless you. What a great lady. We have known each other for years, and this is how it just kind of works in the journalism business. We have known each other for years. We actually got to sit down across from each other for the very first time earlier this year when we were at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And she is simply just an incredible human being, and we had so much fun talking, and she has an amazing life story, and she is just an incredible journalist over at the Washington Times, and you got to get her podcast too. It's called Bold and Blunt. All right, by the way, speaking of bold and blunt, we're going to have to go boldly and bluntly to break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're always honored to have our friends from the Wellness Company joining us. TWC.health/Starnes is the website. TWC.health/Starnes. Joining us, Dr. James Thorpe, who is the Chief of Maternal and Prenatal Health for the Wellness Company. Dr. Thorpe, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Todd.
So end of summer here coming up, Labor Day weekend, kids back in school. What do moms and dads need to be aware of to keep their kids healthy?
Well, I think the most important information here is to not be susceptible to the massive fear propaganda that is coming from your government.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, it seems like they are actually trying their very best to drum up some sort of a new pandemic. We've heard about the rising COVID numbers. People are starting to mask up again, the whole social distancing. Does any of this make any sense to you?
No. I think that it's very bothersome. I think that it's a method of control. You know, the Mpox is really, we've been out ahead of this for 6 months at the Wellness Company, and we've really deflated their balloon. I mean, this doesn't represent a threat to humanity. It's nothing more than fear pornography, because that's what controls the masses. As we head into this Labor Day, the kids are back in school, and we're in a very dangerous time in history. This is almost like a repeat of 2020, except on steroids, deja vu all over again.
It's really true. I mean, you've got the CDC now recommending a new round of COVID vaccines. What do you recommend people do there, Dr. Thorpe? Should they get the vaccines? Are they going to be effective?
Absolutely should not get the vaccine. And Todd, the American people know better. You know, 99% of the American people know that the government is lying. In the first quarter of 2024, this year, the uptake of this dangerous vaccine was only 1% of the American people, and that's down from 4% last year. So the Americans know that the government has some alternative motives, and have some very sinister motives in pushing this fraudulent vaccine.
So, and yes, and a lot of it has to be directed at this presidential election. How likely is it that we are going to see a real COVID surge this fall? And what can people do to get prepared for that?
Well, I think the most important is to, number one, be prepared. Don't be scared. Do stockpile potentially life-saving prescription medications and potentially life-saving nutraceuticals over the counter. Stockpile them, because the earlier that you treat any disease, the better the outcome. And that's been a golden rule of medicine for millennia.
It's a fair point. And again, I'm all about being prepared, which is what I love about you guys. And I've got the wellness emergency kits. I've got one in my car when I travel. I always have those things with me. You never know when you might need them, and I've needed them a time or two. But the thing for me is I'm not relying on anybody else, Dr. Thorpe, which is why I love these emergency medical kits you guys have.
They're so important. The emergency medical kit combined with a contagion kit gives you a cadre of a complement of potentially life-saving prescription medications that can treat potentially a myriad of diseases, including certain bioweapons such as anthrax, we can also treat H5N1, this potential avian flu, with a couple of the medications in the contagion kit.
And finally, you know, Dr. Thorpe, we see this new CDC report saying that virtually no one has the antibodies for the current strain of the bird flu. So are you surprised by that? And how does that play out?
Well, listen, that's a bunch of nonsense. First of all, presence of antibody is a completely false surrogate. That's just basically a tool used by the pharmaceutical industry. It doesn't define immunity or non-immunity. It never has, and it really won't. And I don't have time to go into the background of that.
All right. Well, Dr. Thorpe, we certainly appreciate the time you've given us. And just a reminder, folks, if you purchase an emergency medical kit, whatever you purchase, you're going to save nearly $30 at checkout with my code STARNS. Go to twc.health/STARNS. That's twc.health/STARNS. And you're going to save $30 by using my code STARNS. Some incredible products. And some of the best medical people that I know are a part of the wellness company. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and hope you and your family have a happy Labor Day.
You as well, and to your audience. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. Good man right there. Good man. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Carlotta in Rhode Island. Hi, Carlotta. What's going on?
Hi, I just was thinking about the first time I ever called you. And
wow.
I don't think you remember, but I was teaching at Polytechnic, and you were living in the building with Whole Foods.
That's
and
true.
You had not been on Fox for a while, and I went on my way home, I stopped to buy something, and I saw you in the soup aisle. And then after you bought this station, I called you and said, I saw you, and I said, were you buying cream of celery soup? And you had such a violent reaction. You said, no way would I ever buy cream of celery soup. Do you have any vague recollection of that?
Carlotta, I remember this like it happened yesterday. I'm having PTSD in the soup aisle.
Exactly. And now when I think of it, it's funny. But the other thing I wanted to say is the other way to keep your children safe because of the guest you had on, is I don't know how you're going to stop gangs of Venezuelans from stopping the school buses. We have to give some thought to that.
Yeah, we do, Carlotta. But going back to your celery story, I'll never forget this. Dylan, this was as the pandemic was beginning to rage, and I went to we had a supermarket in the building. The only thing left in the soup aisle was the cream of celery soup, and I thought, how bad does it have to be? You're willing to starve, but nobody's buying the celery soup.
But actually, it's quite good because you can use it as a base. It's so bland. How bad does it have to be? Let's put it this way. It is so bland, you can use it as a base for almost anything.
Wow. All right. Well, Carlotta, I remember that. Wow, we've been on air friends for a long time now.
Exactly.
All right.
I just wanted to remind you of that.
I'm so glad you did, Carlotta. All right, real quick, we've got Bob, WTJS in Jackson. All right, Bob, you've got about 20 seconds. Go.
All right, I'll get to it. But before I forget, a few weeks ago, you had a black preacher on that went through the gamut of what represents the Democrat Party. I'd recommend playing that every day. Anyway, the gun rights thing, I heard a rep say a while back, they said, how are they going to confiscate all the guns? They don't have the manpower. And he said, what was it, 65,000 IRS agents.
5 seconds. That's it, the IRS agents. They're coming after us with, I'm telling you, a lot of these government agencies have their own private armies, Bob. Bob, give me a call back next week because it's a great point you're bringing up. Folks, I got to scoot out of here. It's been a lot of fun. Don't forget, subscribe to the newsletter. Get out there, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend, America.